This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome into Sports Talk. It is July the 3rd, Thursday, as we get ready to celebrate the 4th tomorrow. A lot of festivities going on WWL starting at 1 o'clock, our CBS Independence Day special, celebrating 249th birthday of America. Then at 9 p.m., we'll get into the WWL and Riverfront Marketing Group invite you to go forth on the river, our Independence Day celebration along the historic New Orleans riverfront for a world-class free fireworks display. That's 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Come out early to enjoy the pleasures of the French Quarter and downtown New Orleans hotels, museums, restaurants, and bars, all followed by a spectacular fireworks synchronized to patriotic music over the mighty Mississippi River. Once again, 9 p.m. Viewing is great from both banks. Be there when we light up the skies and celebrate America's birthday. Go forth on the river from the Riverfront Marketing Group and WWL and our sister station, Magic 101.9. You can also find out all the information you need for this at WWL.com. And I got to say, Charlie, all the years that I've been here, I've never come downtown for the fireworks. I've always just been either at a party or doing it myself.
Yeah, no, I haven't either, but I've heard it's a fantastic celebration. So if you're interested, it's goforthontheriver.com. The fourth is with the number four. So,
you know, I always thought, too, we have a prime spot with the parking garage here. We could just head to the roof.
Yeah, that's a fair point, and you'd have a good view. Apparently, the view of it's good from the east or the west bank, so that's really, really cool. But, if you ever wanted to come down and see it, that wouldn't be the worst spot in the world. It's also probably a little bit more isolated, right, from all the people that are going to be watching it on the bank. So, Steve, I wanted to check in with you real quick because I don't know if we either one of us saw this. Brett Siegel, who covers the NBA, talking about Kuminga and how we were saying that we think the Pelicans are likely out of their pursuit, seeking a contract worth over $30 million annually.
Man.
Like, that is a tough, tough sell. And you remember when we were talking with Nick, I brought up the idea of like Jabari Smith's recent contract with the Houston Rockets, right? Which pays him about $25 million average annual value. I think that's an overpay for Jabari Smith. But that's also the Rockets saying we are projecting that Jabari Smith is going to live up to his draft potential when they took him in the top three just a couple of years back. And he has more room to grow. And maybe that's what Kuminga's camp is hoping that he can get in the open market. Because he's 22 years old, he's got the potential, and he's got the talent to be a really good player in the NBA, but just kind of banking on it that he wants over $30 million average annual value on his next contract, like, I really don't see if it's possible that the Pelicans could be able to accommodate that.
15 points, 5 boards a game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, and he's shown flashes, as Friedel had mentioned last night, where he'll have these games where he'll pop off and he'll look, okay, this is the kid that we were expecting.
Flashes aren't worth that kind
flashes,
of money, though.
It's got to be consistency.
Yeah.
You have to see it consistent night to night. And that's what makes the good players separated from the great players. The great players are able to do it night after night after night. Kuminga has not been able to do that. And I know that he's young, but seeking a contract worth over $30 million average annual value.
Yeah, he'll turn 23 in October.
Let the Kings pay him that. Let Miami pay him that.
I'm with you on that for sure.
I'm out.
Like, just like with, when it came to Brandon Ingram, I appreciated what talents he did have when he was able to be on the court, but he definitely wasn't the money he was looking for.
Exactly.
Wasn't worth the
That's
money he was looking for.
It's like the Shark Tank thing. I appreciate the interest, but I'm out. And that's what Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver should be doing at this point. I understand the fascination with his athleticism. He's oozing with their dreaded P word of potential.
Yeah.
But if you're paying him that, he's got to be a stud right off the bat and a major contributor for this Pelican team. Which, by the way, if you're keeping Zion Williamson, I don't know where he plays. Once again, I don't think he's better than Trey Murphy, Steve. I don't think he's better than Herb Jones right now. And you would have to probably pay Herb or give Herb and draft capital to go get him. I just, and he wants that type of contract and a potential sign-in trade. If whatever team would potentially give Kuminga $30 million plus, I think there's going to be a reason why Golden State says we're not going to match that. Because he's a restricted free agent. Whatever team trades for him, Golden State can say, okay, if that's not that big of a contract, we actually will bet on Kuminga, despite, you know, the history saying that they haven't been betting on Kuminga because he hasn't been receiving major minutes for this team in big game situations. And, like, once again, if Sacramento wants to pay that, if Miami wants to pay that, great. The Pelicans should not pay Jonathan Kuminga $30 million on top of whatever it would cost to go get him.
I'd be much more interested to hear them targeting some guard than a forward anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the star potential is what would be there. And that's, if you wanted to sell it to, if they do make a move for Kuminga, which I don't think will happen at this point.
That's the thing, though. Like, we talked about this yesterday, again, with Nick Friedell. If the star potential was there, wouldn't Steve Kerr and the Warriors want to keep him around there?
Exactly. But, I mean, there is the potential, right? There is the talent. The talent's there. It's just the consistency's the issue. So, if they don't think that he has...
But the other P is the negative price tag.
I think it's also, like, the work ethic of being able to put it in night after night after night for an 82-game season, right? I know they had an injury this past year, so that's a little bit unfair to him. He missed, like, 31 games with an ankle injury. So, and he has made strides in the last couple of years, but he hasn't made that leap to where he should see himself as a $30 million per year player. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see the Pels spending that kind of money on potential right now when they have other issues.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm right there with you.
We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, Spencer Rattler stopped by the Rich Eisen Show, which you can hear on 92.9 FM, The Bet, our sister station. Had some things to say as the Pels get ready for training camp. We'll hear some of that when we get back from this break here on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Boy, oh boy, we're at some dark times right now with sports, Charlie. Not even Major League Baseball is on ESPN right now. I'm looking up, and we got skateboarding on.
Yeah, it's the X Games, I think.
Woo-hoo.
I mean, that's a ball drop by ESPN, though. This is July 4th weekend. This is the time for baseball.
For MLB, right.
Yeah, that's a poor decision by the ESPN upper heads.
Looking at things, we are just 19 days away from Saints players reporting for training camp. Hallelujah. The big battle competition going on, we know, is going to be at quarterback. And there's been tons of talk. Will Tyler Shuck be that guy, since he was the second round pick for Kellen Moore in year number one as the head coach? But nothing's going to be just handed to the guy. You know, you got to know that in this league. Anything is earned. And a guy that's been putting in time and went through a heck of a season last year in his rookie year was Spencer Rattler. A rough go in 7 games played, 57% completion percentage, had 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Ended up with 1,300 yards and was sacked 22 times. Definitely brutal for the rookie. He stopped by the Rich Eisen Show, which can be heard on 92.9 FM, The Bet, our sister station. Thanks to Tim Zim for letting me key in on this, because I wasn't aware of it at the time, but was able to get a hold of this audio. And here's what Spencer Rattler, Saints quarterback, had to say on the Rich Eisen Show.
Your takeaway from your first year in the National Football League, Spencer. What's your takeaway?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great to be thrown in that fire, you know, sooner than expected. Didn't think I was going to get any starts my first year, you know, especially, you know, being drafted where I was. But, you know, was blessed enough to get that opportunity to get 6 starts and get some games under my belt, you know, get the speed down and, you know, learn a lot from what I went through. You know, I thought, you know, it was a tough year for the organization, for us as a team. You know, we were fighting every game, but, you know, a lot of things didn't go our way. But, you know, none of us quit and we just kept fighting.
So what did you learn? You said you learned a lot. Like what would you say is what you learned the most, Spencer?
Yeah, I think just the NFL game overall, you know, the preparation, obviously the skill set is at a different level. Each and every week you're playing the best guys in the world. So preparation is key. Just seeing the speed of everything, getting to see all the different defenses, especially being a young rookie quarterback going against, you know, guys like Todd Bowles and many other great coordinators who are going to throw a lot of different stuff at you. So it was great to go back and watch that film and get those reps. And now going into year 2, feel a little better about everything.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment? What was that?
You know, I guess when I stepped on the field playing, you know, Khalil Mack and Derwin James and, you know, those guys on the field, those, you know, great players every week. But, you know, those two stood out.
Is that right? Yeah,
I would say so. Yeah.
Well, you're back there, or you're in a huddle and you're looking at, okay, those are two guys. Those are two guys, yeah, to say the least, you know?
That's right. Luckily, I didn't take too many big shots, you know, okay, on the year.
All right.
But, you know, those are obviously two of the best in the game, so pretty cool to be on the field with them.
Okay, so let's talk about the here and now, Spencer. What is the opportunity here in front of you for this year?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. New coaching staff, loving what they're doing with Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier, Scott Tolzien, you know, 3 guys that played the position in the NFL, know what they want, you know, can coach very specifically to quarterbacks and know their strengths and know what they can do and are just really good play callers and know how to coach the game. I've been enjoying my time with them, obviously with the team. Team's looking great. Guys are healthy. We're having fun. OTAs and vet mini camp was great, and we're all looking forward to training camp.
And so what has Kellen Moore told you about the opportunity that's here in front of you? Is this an open competition for the starters gig, Spencer?
Yeah. You know, it's an open competition. We've been competing every day. I think competition is great for both of us. Not just me and Tyler, but Jake Haner, We got Hunter Deckers in there as well. So we got four good quarterbacks in that room. Got a lot of respect for all of those guys, and we bond really well. That's what I like. It's a tight knit room. We all respect each other's games and we all push each other every day.
Yeah. I mean, how does that work? Right. I mean, you know, there's only one starter's gig, but there's four of you in the room, and it's healthy. How does that work, Spencer?
I mean, it's probably not like that in every room, but we're one of the luckier rooms, I guess you could say. I think just how we go about it. I like to come in there every day and just have a level head, go out there, compete, and try to be the best guy on the field whenever I step on the field.
And Kellen Moore's offense, not to have you spill the playbook out here on the live Rich Eisen show, but how does it suit your game, do you think, Spencer?
I think just like he wants us to play like point guards, you know, distribute the ball, get the ball in your playmaker's hands. You see all the success he's had with, you know, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, just a few of the guys to name. But All those guys can move with their legs a little bit. They could throw the ball. I think, you know, that suits my game really well. Think I can move around, make plays with my feet. But definitely my strength is throwing the ball and distributing the ball. So, you know, feel good with what he's calling and feel good about the playbook. Just want to keep diving into it.
Okay. And have you connected with Breeze at all at any point in time, Spencer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last year, you know, got to be around him a little bit during practice. And then before, I think it was before the Denver game, you know, got to chop it up with him. And, you know, obviously that's one of the greatest all time. So any little word of advice he has, you want to soak it all in and try to use it in your own game.
Yeah. I mean, he can get your reservation at any spot there in town.
That's right.
That's for darn sure. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's the man of the city right there.
For life. Like, he's the concierge. He could be, you know, yep. Other than that, what might have you picked his brain about? Spencer.
Yeah, I think we talked after the Denver game and just talked about, you know, schemes and, you know, what he saw out there versus what I saw. So any little thing he has, you know, he's correct on it. You know, he knows what he's seeing. He's been through it. He's done it. Like I said, he's one of the greatest of all time. So just being able to get to talk to him face to face was pretty special.
Second season coming up. So what's your goal? Give me your goals. Are you a goal-oriented guy where you write it down, you visualize? Like, because you have an opportunity here, right? I mean, obviously you got a competition, and you got a guy who was drafted in the second round now in your quarterback room. What are your goals, Spencer?
Yeah, very goal-oriented. You know, just want to go out there and give my best every day. Might sound like a bland answer, but
no.
Just want to go out there, focus on what I can, make my teammates around me better. You know, gain my teammates' trust and my coach's trust. And you know, I'm very confident in what I can do on that field. So, you know, felt good throughout OTAs, mini camp. Just want to keep progressing and take that into mini camp and preseason and then into the season.
Spencer Rattler, Saints quarterback there, joining the Rich Eisen Show. You can hear that on 92.9, the Bet FM Daily. And yeah, I'm curious to see. I mean, I know that everybody's been talking about, Charlie, this QB competition going into this year's training camp. And right now, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, you know, everything seemed neck and neck during, you know, mini camp and OTAs, but the guys weren't even in pads then. So it's really tough to get any really true gauge on things. And to judge Rattler off of last season definitely isn't fair with the amount of injuries this Saints squad dealt with, not just along the offensive line, but man, oh man, you name the weapons at wide receiver, tight end, the Swiss Army knife, everybody was banged up.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we're going to get the quote-unquote healthy competition in training camp, and that's where it's going to be decided. Steve, this is nowhere near done, and you said we got less than 20 days until the start of training camp,
woo-hoo,
and then right once they get into the training camp, we're going to be clamoring for the pads, and when the pads come on, then we'll see some cool things. And I know that Jeff Duncan came on with us yesterday and he said that he's expecting really physical play once they put on the pads because they don't really have any joint practice opportunities this offseason. So it's going to be them against them. Like, so you're going to expect to see some physicality, some real NFL stuff there. And we'll see what Rattler and Shuck can do. It's the may the best man win, right? And yes, we think that if it ends up being a quote-unquote tie or if it's too close to determine, we expect it to be Shuck because it's Kellen Moore's handpicked guy from the second round this past year. But it's always the potential that Spencer Rattler beats him out this offseason. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. We're less than 3 weeks away from it all starting up. And this is basically the next month and a half is going to determine who the Saints QB1 is. If it's Tyler Shuck or if it's Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Rattler does have the benefit of having at least a little bit of NFL experience. We know Shuck is an older rookie coming in.
Yep.
That's been a knock against him, but a lot of folks that we hear and talk to say that that experience could be an advantage because he's not going to maybe be as rattled as a younger QB in this situation. Like you said, this is not determined by far. Going to be, you know, going into way deep in training camp, still talking about this QB competition and into preseason games as well. Definitely looking forward to the action under new head coach Kellen Moore as well. Some just fresh blood in the building to see how things unfold. And I really am excited with the Saints offensive line. I feel like that's an underrated value that this team has that gets overlooked a lot, is that investment they put in and the talent at that O-line that hopefully can protect the QBs and help open up those lanes in the running game. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. Be back with more Sports Talk right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Nothing worse than losing power, folks, especially during summertime and hurricane seasons. That's why WWL teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you a chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, a total value. Well, it's worth almost $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on in WWL's Louisiana official emergency management station. Gearing up for 4th of July activities. There's been some fireworks already with the New Orleans Pelicans, along with the around the NBA to help us break all that down. We've got Chris Dotson, NBA media and scout. Chris, thank you so much joining us before the holiday, man. What you been up to?
Oh, just traveling, hitting some of these grassroots gyms. Actually going to be over in Houston, College Station, checking out the Puma Circuit this weekend instead of popping fireworks for the nieces and nephews. So, you know, staying busy in basketball. But, yeah, appreciate you. Hope y'all do well for the holidays. Safe travels. Just put that out there for everybody. We all know these holidays are dangerous. Let's be safer than Joe Dumars trading with the Hawks.
Yeah, just curious. like for today's news at least, how much of it was a surprise for you to see that the team has decided to move on from Reeves after just 1 year?
It was very surprising to see him just move on, part ways, cut ties, and just divorce completely. There were several mechanisms the team could have used to keep him around and seeing what else they could squeeze out of that second round investment. And it will tell you a lot if he stays, you know, without an NBA job. Sure, that means Joe Dumars just waived a guy that really isn't seen as an NBA player. But if someone picks him up, that tells me that maybe the Pelicans could have had a protected second rounder, at least some sort of asset back for him. So it's kind of tough to see because I thought he did well. I actually thought Reeves had an NBA future here, so it was surprising to see him just cut for nothing.
You know, Chris, it was interesting because with all the injuries that the Pelicans had this past year, Reeves really got his run late. Basically the final 2 to 3 weeks of the season where he was getting close to 30 minutes a game, and you got your look at him. And I guess Dumars and Weaver decided that they didn't want any part of him on the bench for the Pelicans' future. I was surprised by it too, because he's got the tape out there. I wouldn't be shocked if Reeves gets picked up at some point by some team just taking a chance on him. This had nothing to do with financials, as we've talked about as well, Chris. It's like the guy was a second-round pick. He was signed to like a 3-year, $5 million contract. They just didn't want him to be on the bench for the future of this organization. And I would be pretty surprised if he's not scooped up by another team.
Right. It didn't have to do with money. Hopefully it didn't have to do with anything like a spite, like somebody had some friction between him and the new front office or some other news, maybe unfortunate, that comes out later that they know about. Because I think he's going to get picked up by a G League team. He did well in the G League last year. The only bright side, to try and find some positivity to it, is they did swap his spot with Trey Alexander, who, if you go back to Summer League last year, actually dominated a game, Nuggets versus Pelicans, where Reeves is in there, and I can see why they think that Trey Alexander is a better player, but again, like you're talking about, the process, and I just thought there was a way to keep him in the building, send him to Birmingham, let's see what else we got out of him. And it's unfortunate to see that they picked a different direction.
You know, the buzz around the Birds hasn't stopped since post-draft, and a lot of things now have been swirling around the team with rumors about their interest in acquiring Golden State Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga. Wondering what you've been hearing about that. To me, the biggest thing is the financials just don't seem to be able to work for me. But I know anything's possible, but it just doesn't seem likely the Pels end up doing this, and we really, between me and Charlie, are hoping they don't go through
Chris,
with it.
Chris, Kuminga wants $30 million a year. I don't even know who can give him that. Like, maybe Sacramento. Like, Miami, I've heard, is involved potentially. The Pelicans sure can't give him $30 million average annual value on a contract, even after a sign and trade where you have to give up assets to get him in the building in the first place.
Yeah, there's ways they could do it if Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver really want to go that direction. I think he would get more in the $26 to $28 million if they meet in the middle. But the assets, they want Herb Jones. That's almost a non-starter, no-go. They also want, now that they've seen that the Pelicans will trade away picks with no protections, everybody wants picks without protections, and even the future picks being top 4 or 10, those sort of negotiations are kind of a hang-up. And then the amount of first-round picks. They want multiple first-round picks, and the Pelicans, from what I'm hearing, seeing that they'd have to give a contract extension, seeing what it might cost, and if they had to include Herb, they'd only want to give up maybe one pick, a pick swap. That's it. And Kuminga is just his value in the market is going to demand more than that. And I can't blame, you know, him for going a different direction as well, because he's going to kind of get to pick his spot as far as where would he do a sign and trade.
Your thoughts on Kuminga as a player as well, Chris, because I know that the last 2 years have been better from, you know, the start of his career when he was 18, 19 years old, coming out of the G League Ignite as the 7th overall pick back in 2021. But he still hasn't really made that leap to where you're willing to give him that $30 million type of contract, average annual value. He just hasn't become the all-star player and reached that potential that a lot of people saw when he got drafted in the top 10 a few years back.
Right. I think a great model for him is in the same locker room he's been in with Andrew Wiggins, who was a top pick that didn't quite pan out, that needs to go somewhere else and be a fourth, fifth option and maybe not get that max contract before he was actually a plus asset to a team or a winning team at least. And I think Kuminga is kind of the same way. He's not going to demand that money if you just started everybody, you know, blank slate. Everybody starts with a new contract tomorrow. he just it does not demand that kind of money in this game. And what he's going to – the cap sheet, and this team's going to avoid the tax. There's some teams that might dip into the tax for him. The Pelicans just aren't going to do that. So that, there's so many breaking points here. I'm surprised the conversations are still going on, honestly.
Looking at this Pels roster right now, you know, we keep hearing a lot of, you know, rumors swirling around this team. Do you think that Joe Dumars is done piecing things together, or is he still looking to add something out there?
No, I think they're still trying to piece a few things together. Sure, they got Looney in, and there's going to be a few other folks come in. But I think there's at least one mid-level swing, maybe not a huge swing. You won't see a Zion going out. But I think you could see a DeJounte Murray go out. You could see some of the other trades expand. With CJ, maybe you got to part ways with Jose to bring somebody else in. Because, again, you don't have to start the season under the tax. You have to end the season under the tax. So I do believe Joe Dumars might have one more swing in him, and then you see where that team goes, and then you duck the tax at the deadline depending on what you're really working with.
You know, I wanted to jump into Summer League, Chris. Las Vegas, we're less than a week away from the Pelicans' journey in the Summer League. It's so, so crazy. I know we've talked with multiple different reporters about the NBA offseason. It's just like a flurry at the very start where NBA Finals goes to seven games, and then all of a sudden you're right into the NBA draft, and then NBA free agency hits, and then the next week it's NBA Summer League. And I want to get your thoughts on the Pelicans for this upcoming Summer League stuff, because having those three picks with Jeremiah Fears, with Derek Queen, with Micah Peavy, the second-round selection out of Georgetown as well, it's going to be the Pelican fans get their first look at some of these guys. I just wanted to get your preview of Summer League, and then we'll do a little bit more of a deep dive into some of the players.
Yeah, we could do the deep dive later. I'll tell fans the thing I'm looking forward to the most is Corey Brewer being the head coach. I've seen him grow so much over the last few seasons. I've seen what happens with guards at Summer League, and we got Fears that's really going to have to go out there and do something as an 18-year-old. And Willie Green has not done well, Dyson, Nikhil, Kyra, you know, developing guards. So I want to go see what Corey Brewer can do with a guard, how he gets after the big man rotations and has them working to make his guard's life easier. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. And then, of course, you want to see Queen and Fears go out there, do well, stay healthy, everyone. But you were talking about the media, and it's such a helter-skelter kind of way. Hey, if you're a sicko like me and you stay in the gym, you love it. So anytime you want to do a deep dive, we can get in those deep dives too.
Chris, me and Charlie were going back and forth before the show about, you know, this Western Conference going into this season and where the Pelicans' goals should be, or maybe fans' expectations. You know, for last year, I know everybody was excited and hoping to end up in that top six seed area after that 49-win season. Unfortunately, a bunch of injuries caused them to plummet down to the bottom of the Western Conference standings. Only 21 victories last year they ended up with, but there, with the way things have been shaking out in this Western Conference, it's going to be tough. Where can we expect a completely healthy roster to finish in a wild, wild West?
Oh, man, a completely healthy roster. That's tough. I think they would flirt with a top six seed, maybe clear that bar. But even healthy, that's going to be tough because the West is just so stacked. As constructed right now. That's fans, me just being realistic. But, yeah, fans, I know the team wants to compete. I know just hearing from everybody after the change and the regime change that they do want to compete no matter what happens, if they can't move Murray or not. They want to compete for the play-in. So I think the fans should at least expect to see this team try and compete for that play-in tournament. But I just don't know.
Yeah, because you see some teams like, you know, you feel like the Spurs are going to be better this season, and I just, maybe Portland as well. I just don't know who of the teams that did make it in the top 10 might see a regression. Maybe the Sacramento Kings, the Warriors getting even older. I'm just curious, you know, I'm still worried about losing that unprotected pick, I guess, for next year.
Oh, I'm very worried about that, because if you look at the West, I see one team that's going to be worse, and then, you know, you said it, the Kings. I'll never bet against Curry yet. He can still make them threes. But I see three teams that are going to be better, and that's including teams that finished ahead of the Pelicans. I mean, I think the Grizzlies will be way better. They won't be a seed falling off because Jaren Jackson Jr. won't be hurt. So health is a big part of it. I think, again, flirt with the top six seed, but fans should expect to be on pins and needles all season long, fighting for that 10th and 9th seed.
Your projection, Chris, for the role of Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fears, two lottery selections, obviously, you know, Queen's a little bit older at 20 years old, where Fears is 18 entering their rookie campaigns. I think Fears will technically turn 19 in October, right before the start of the season, but still two very, very young guys, but two guys that obviously this Pelicans front office is very heavily invested into. Your projection on the type of minutes that you're expecting to see both these guys get after whatever we see from the summer league stuff?
Yeah, I think Queen will get more minutes. He's just older. His body is just more ready for the NBA game. Fears, I think he's going to have to spend a lot of time in the G League just because this team's going to want to compete. You're going to see a lot of points, Zion. And again, Willie Green just hasn't had the greatest success keeping young guards on the bench and learning that way. So I think with Fears being as young as he is, about to just turn 19, but, I mean, he needs to get in the weight room and just get the reps. I think it would be great for him to go to the G League and start there and just see if he can dominate for 2 months and come up as needed and, you know, feel his way out there. But Queen, he's got the body. He's got the game. They've got the investment. You don't trade up for a guy that you're going to stick in the G League. So I think they really do have plans for him to play more minutes, even if they see more upside in what Fears can do 4 years from now.
And then also Micah Peavy, the second-round pick out of Georgetown. You know, almost similar in a sense with Antonio Reeves as far as guys that spent a long time in college. That's why they ended up being second-round picks. But with Peavy, someone that kind of made those incremental improvements throughout his, you know, six-year tenure at the college level, and then this past year really kind of developed as that true 3-and-D player, going to get to learn behind, obviously, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. And I think he might potentially have a rotational piece on this Pelicans wing unit. But what are you expecting to see from him at Summer League as well? Because I think he's going to get some good minutes there too.
From what I hear, a lot of deflections. He's the kind of guy who comes in and been brought into the second round. You said it made incremental gains every year. He's just going to keep working. You're never going to have a bad practice. The competitive level will be off the charts from everything you hear about the kid. And when he gets to Vegas, I expect him to give people a lot of problems. You'll see points, you know, without needing the ball, without needing to be part of the offense. There's going to be some long rebounds where he pops up, takes one dribble, dunks on somebody, and you go, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. We drafted him. And then you're going to hear a lot about him. Those moments will be what makes or breaks his summer league. If he can make those kind of plays, he'll stick on the roster. If he doesn't, it's just going to be tough to stand out.
Maybe this is a little bit too easy for you, Chris, but 6 days from now, after the Pelicans have that first game in the summer league against Minnesota, who do you think fans are going to be talking about the most? I mean, is it going to be Fears? Because I feel like summer league maybe is a little bit more geared towards guard play. And when you see the guards, and specifically the really, really talented guards, they flash right off the bat. Or is it going to be someone like Derek Queen who, you know, you see the kind of talent oozing off the screen, especially on the offensive side of the ball with him. But 6 days from now, wanted to get you to look into your crystal ball and make your projection of who Pelican fans are going to be the most excited about.
6 days from now, they're going to be most excited about Fears because he made a bunch of shots. If they're negative, it's because Queen did not do anything and he went like 3 for 12. So hopefully we're all excited in 6 days. You know, I always cheer for the city no matter where we're at. Yeah, I think Fears has got like a 9 for 11, 8 trips to the line type night in him. We just got to see if he's going to start Vegas with that or end Vegas with that.
And Chris, wondering if you're hearing anything. We know that the Knicks are expected to hire Brown as their new head coach. Is James Borrego going to be following Mike Brown to NYC, or is he going to be sticking with the Pellies?
It's still 50-50. I was on that reporting, too, on the social medias. I mean, if Borrego really wants to go and his heart's in New York City, you can't keep him in New Orleans. We can't be, you know, you just got to let him go. You can't have that in a locker room to start the new regime. So if he wants to go, you got to let him go.
Always great stuff. Chris Dotson, NBA Media and Scout, appreciate your time and hope you have a great and safe 4th of July, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks again. You too, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks, Chris.
That was Chris Dotson. You can follow him on Twitter at DoingItDotson. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You know, you can't always listen to this entire show live. WWL makes it easier for you to listen when you want and how you want. You can tune into Sports Talk and our WWL Time Shifted podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So taking a break right here on WWL. We'll be back with more closing things out right after this. Back here on Sports Talk, getting ready to close things out and get ready for the holiday weekend. Sports Talk will be off tomorrow and be back on Monday. You know, this time of year, everybody's coming out with different lists. One in the NFL.com site right now, Eric Edholm, their lead draft writer we have on here occasionally, came out with his top five NFL draft values of the millennium. Ooh. At each of the positions. And was nice to see the Saints he has on the list four times. At running back, Alvin Kamara, third rounder in 2017. Then at tight end, Jimmy Graham, a 2010 third round pick. And then a magical year of that 2006 draft. Fourth rounder, Jari Evans at offensive line. And seventh rounder, Marques Colston at wide receiver. That one to me, when you talk about value picks, Marques Colston in the seventh round. What a steal that is.
So how many picks did he have entirely?
Five picks in each of the position groups.
Oh, okay, I see. And so the so the Saints were represented
four different times,
running
back,
tight end, wide receiver. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean,
hopefully we can get back to that consistency of finding those late draft gems.
The quote-unquote diamonds in the rough that everybody loves to see, where you get the value from a guy on day three or maybe even late day two. The Alvin Kamara pick is great too. A third round player that in a redraft is a top 10 player in 2017, you would have to imagine.
When you look at this year's draft, is any of the later picks excite you the most? I know everyone talks about the running back, I think.
Yeah. As far as the Saints draft.
Yeah, the Saints draft.
Devin Neal's fun.
Right.
Like, if you want to go take a look at some of his tape, that was a guy that opposing defensive coordinators game plan for, and he's still got his numbers.
And they got him sixth, right? Sixth rounder?
Sixth round pick. Yeah, I think that's kind of the easy selection, I would say. But yeah, if you had to ask me, that's who I would guess would be the quote-unquote value pick for the Saints from the 2025 draft.
Hoping that comes to fruition for them, because right now that running back room is a question mark as well behind Alvin Kamara. You know, we're hoping to see things from Kendra Miller, but it's just nothing you can bank on right now because of the injury history with him. And then other than that, you know, you've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire trying to earn a roster spot. Devin Neal, as we mentioned, Cam Akers, the veteran, coming in trying to earn a spot. And then some of the undrafted guys as well. So, like I said, behind AK, just a ton of question marks at the running back spot. And for me, too, the tight end position just is a big question with behind Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, and not much else behind there right now. We've seen some flashes at training camp from mini camp and OTAs from guys, but definitely think that's another position that maybe if someone gets released from another squad, they could be looking into. And we've talked about wide receiver a ton. Do they go out and sign that big wide receiver or even a cornerback?
Keep an eye on it because training camp is right around the corner, Steve.
For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller, folks. Hope you have a happy and safe 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.